Iran's foreign ministry spokesman slams the U.S. president for his anti-Tehran statements. Bahram Qasemi said Donald Trump is simply stating his false and impossible dreams. He added that Trump must know the Iranian nation will never bow to oppressive U.S. pressure. The Iranian diplomat described Trump's anti-Iran statements as irrational and hate-inspired. He stressed that U.S. hostility toward the people of Iran will remain futile. On Sunday, Trump said Iran is in dire conditions due to U.S. sanctions. He claimed that Iran was withdrawing its forces from everywhere. Political commentator David Yagoubian believes that Trump is simply projecting U.S. failures in the Middle East onto Iran.
What we heard in his most recent very bizarre grouping of statements was essentially neoconservative hysterics and cognitive dissonance. I believe that this is born out of the fact that it is the United States that is failing across the board in its policies within the Middle East. And due to this fact and the tumult within the Trump administration regarding what to do about it, the president has said Iran is failing and pulling out of Syria. Actually, the U.S. has failed with Israel and Saudi Arabia to turn Syria into a tax-free hellhole. And whether sooner or later, as everyone knows, it is the United States that will be pulling out of Syria. He claimed that Iran is pulling out of Yemen. Iranian forces have never been in Yemen, but it's pretty clear that the combined UAE, Saudi, United States onslaught on the people of Yemen is failing, and that will be over soon. And then more broadly, talking about, he actually said that Iran is going to take over everything. I mean, everything as sort of in a global context. Again, this might have been the goal of the neoconservatives after September 11th.